Sorry, Murray. Holding down right now by the figure of Kisei Prokim, Mitchell Prokim. Just according to the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, is why it's in this order, the Simon Shin Ches to Simon Shin Yubayz in of Muksa. Shin Gimel is the real continuation of between Binyan and Muksa. Alto Hey is in the being Moisrael Binyan. And when things are being Moisrael Binyan, when is the problem of Muksa? So if Hey really has nothing to do with Muksa, but it's really this Sugya continuation in Erevin, the Sheda Teva Migdal, the Tzirim, and the problem of Shem Yitaka. Once the Sif Hey bring down the Sugya of Shem Yitaka, that's why Sif Vav is over here also out of Shem Yitaka. That's the core, the flow is down in the Shulchan Aruch. Now it goes to the Sugya of Kelim Shal Prokim, Gemara and Nachem Zayin. Gemara brings down the Shaila about Mita Shal Tarsayim. These are basically beds that were reassembled and disassembled and put together by traveling salesmen that went from place to place. They were put together for leave it together for months at a time, and then when it goes somewhere else, they would disconnect it and put it somewhere else. The Gemara brings down that Levi by Shmuel is of Abba and Puna what the loch is, and they both said that it's mutter. They came in front of Yehuda and they asked him what the loch is, and said Rav and Shmuel says the loch is that Yechayv Chatus. The Gemara goes on speaking about it, and there's some eight different cases of Tzirim. The Gemara brings down to discuss it, if it's Chayv, part of Lothar, or is it mutter. The Gemara's maskon is Rav Abba Rav Huna hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it holds it when it's Rafa, it's mutter. Now, just to be clear, all the cases in the Gemara are very clear. All the cases are where you disassemble everything, take it apart, and put it back together. Let's say something that's folding and putting away. This is Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sif Lamed, Betzim Taisin that's involved in the Paiskin. The folding of a bed, or folding things together, has nothing to do with the Sugya. This Sugya is disconnecting things and putting it back together through an Umon, Rafa, Itaka, whatever the levels are. You have to take it apart. Things are just folding up, putting it away, a bed, a high-riser, or folding up a stroller, or a pack and play. These things are connected. They're one piece. They're just folding them and putting them back out. That avada is mutter. The whole issue of dafka is connecting things. Things that already are connected, just folding, avada is mutter. They get involved other shells, maybe without oil by the stroller, but besides the opening and closing a stroller, opening and closing a folding chair, opening and closing a high-riser, that avada is mutter. There's no problem with binyan. Besides oil, leave it to get to oil. Usually it's not that problem either, but besides binyan shabai, binyan is connecting, putting together. Here it already is connected. There's opening something, being a couple something, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon is like closing and opening a folding door. Avada is nothing, it's not creating anything. That avada is mutter. Sorry? You're just putting it into place. You're opening, closing. So then you're putting something inside. But that, just the regular pack and play, that's the idea. You're just putting it there, putting it out, pack and play. Just making it straight. Now, Shalom the Sugya, the whole different Malcolm among the Rishayim. Just go through the Sugya first. The way how Tosfos seems to understand that from Zion and Beis, there are the Pasha the Gemara, two separate levels. The level of Taka and the level of Rafoi. Taka Lakula Amo is Issa de Raisa. The level of Rafoi is Makloikis. Is Rafoi could be a potol avalosar? Sorry, Taka Kula Amo is Chayv Chatus. Rafoi is a Shaila, is Rafoi pot avalosar or motor? Therefore, Rav Huna wants to say, Rav Huna and Rav Abba say the mice can be motor, Rav Shim can live by Rafoi will be motor. Masha Enkain, Rav Yehuda wants to say Rafoi will be pot avalosar. Now, that's how our Tosfos, the Rashba, the Rabban understand. Therefore, the Rabban is very clear. What's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara is a Meisvei. Meisvei, Kono Menoiro is Chayv Chatus. Kono Shosaidin is Potter of Loso. Where's the kash from? Kono Shosaidin or Kono Menoiro? Where's the kash from? Says the Rabban, the kash is only from Kono Shosaidin. Everyone agrees by Toka Yechayv Chatus. The whole machloik is if a Rafa, you can be Geyser to Toka, or Rafa won't be Geyser. Rav Shimon Gamliel says we're not going to be Geyser. The Chumash say we are going to be Geyser. And the Kash is that from Kondosal Sidon. We have a Forish of Bryce and Mesa that says the Potter will also. That's the Kash. The Tosfos will look at Rav Shimon Gamliel agree Mutter, but the Kash is from Kondosal Sidon. That's Tosfos Malach. The Mayor Rashi says, Rashi is very clear. Rashi says, where's the Kash? He says, Kondosal Menoyo. He says, the Kash is not from Kondosal Sidon. The Kash is from Kondosal Menoyo. It sounds like he also holds up two levels. It sounds like the machlokes of Rafa is Rafa bichayev and Rafa can be mutter. Tosfos the Kasha doesn't make sense how to say it's that far of machlokes. However, we can answer Rashi. Rashi is clearly not like Tosfos. Tosfos says machlokes is by Rafa. He's a part of loss of mutter and the most Kasha is Kondosal Sidon. Rashi says what's the Kasha? Kondosal Menor is Chayev Chatus. That's the second malach. The third malach, if you look in the Ra'ah, we're talking about the Shish Laran or the Ran or the Ritva, They come along and make three levels. They make, there's a level of Toka, there's a level of Hodak, and there's a level of Rafoi. Toka lukuliam is Chayiv Chatos. Hodak is a Machloikas, is a Chayiv Chatos or Potter of Lasser. And Rafoi is a Machloikas, a Potter of Lasser or Mutter. What's the side of the Machloikas? Says the Rishonim. Do you hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim or you hold Ein Binyan Bekalim? If you hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, then Tok is Chayiv, Hodak is Chayiv, Rafoi is Rabbanon. If you hold Ein Binyan Bekalim, Tok is Chayiv, Hodak is a Gzeiro, Rabbanon, and therefore Rafoi will be Mutter. They end off the Rishonim. We pass with Shum Gamil, we pass with Ein Binyan Bekalim. Therefore, Tok is going to be Chayiv, Hodak is going to be Rabbanon, and Rafoi is going to be Mutter. So again, it comes out, this three levels is how the Ran and the Rich and the Sug is. That's enough how the place can go. You read the Torah in our words, everyone came along with three levels. Toka, Hodak, and Rafoi. And Beis Yosef is very clear, we pass like a Shimon and Gamliel. Therefore it comes out, Toka is Chayiv, Hodak will be Potter of Lasser, and Rafoi will be Mutter. Now, there'll be an Afkamina also for us, that truly hold Ein Binyan Bekalim. And therefore, Rafoi will be Mutter, and Hodak will be Potter of Lasser. But let's say we hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, then will the Halacha be Hodak will be Chayiv and Rafoi will be Rabbanon. Now we don't hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, but we do. We hold by Karka. By Karka we hold Yesh Binyan Bekarka. There's no Chiluk by Karka. About everyone holds by Karka Yesh Binyan. Therefore, come out even though we pass him by Kalim, that Toka will be Chayiv and Hodak will be Potav Los and Rafoi will be Motor. However, by Karka comes out, Toka and Hodak will be Chayiv. Because that's what the Shonim was saying. The Shonim was saying, if you hold Yesh Binyan, Toka v'Hodak Yichayiv. And Rafoi will be a Gzeira, Otto Hodak. And Rafoi will be Otter. That means even though with the real Halacha Paskin, Rafoi is Mutter, however by Karkel come out, according to the Shonim, how we Paskin, Rafoi by Karkel will be Otter. Therefore come along the Paskin, they say by Karkel, if it's a Derech by Karkel to be Rafoi, it'll be Mamash, even Chayiv, that's a Derech, believe it that way, if Mamash is one thing, the Chanish comes from Tosfos, the Sugya, in Erevin, the Be'etzim will be leaving in one place where it's Rafa will be Chayiv. If not the Derech, will be Gzeiro, be Drabonim. But Rafa, if the Derech by Karka is either Chayiv or Drabonim, it'll never be Mutter.
Don't
we pass when Yesh Binyan Bekalim by Kli Gavra? We pass Ein Binyan Bekalim by Kli Mustiki, but pass Ein Binyan. We have the Yisoid of Ein Binyan. We apply to different cases, and once we have the Yisoid of Ein Binyan, we pass Ein Binyan. Like they still. No, the chashivas, the chiba has to have a chashivas. If in the case we make, outside the chibush, one mechaim inside the chibur, you have to have a chashivas of the chibur. You're time making a kli, maybe with something else. Inside the chashivas, the things coming, these things are made to go off and on, back and forth. You shall prokum, you shall kill. Things are made to go off and on, you have to have a chashivas in the chibur. You're making kli forever, avada, then you made a kli. Then avada is not, it's a kli showing. But things that are made to go back and forth, all these cases, these eight cases, are things made to go back and forth. If it's a Maisa Umon, then Toker Chayiv, if it's Hodak, it's Bidu Abonim, but it's made to go back and forth. Something that's made to left forever, fine, then Chanami is Chayiv.
But not what I'm passing, we do pass in Yesh Binyan Bekalim, that case of Yesh Binyan Bekalim, the case we're taking pieces off together. The Maisa, we would pass in Yesh Binyan Bekalim by something which is done.
In the case, this, the Gerit to Ad case, the Mishal Prok, and things that may go off and on, as a Gerit of Yesh Binyan Bekalim. Just a marshmallow mice by Karku, we say, is a Yesh Binyan Mesir Bekalim, or at least make Zera by Rafoi, is let's say a handle falls off the door. Let's say in any room. Can you ask you to put it back to connect it? So they get involved with two shallows, one mitzah Moshev al Binyan, one mitzah, you Zera Shem Yitaka, by Karku Kulam, Zera Shem Yitaka. Therefore, says all this form, if a handle falls off the door on Shabbos, you cannot put the handle back, even Rafoi. Not going to put the screws, nothing. You just want to get out of the room, the mice is also. Now, if you're locked in the room in the bathroom, what do? What the Pesach can say, and Mishavua says, get a screwdriver, use something else. But the mice, if you want to use the handle itself, you have a problem. Simon said, Moshe Vala Binin. Simon said, Shemi Yitaka. Oh, now there's a Chiddush that Sami Nisim brings down four different times from his Rebbe of Neuvert, Shemir Shabbat Kil Fasai, that says, if it's in the Derech, let's say in the Bachas Dira, not in the house, the Bachas Dira, the handle is always left there, off and on, constantly. If you do it for ready for 30 days, that is a getter being a key, it's not a handle anymore. Why? Because Bachas Dira fix things, it's a key, that's the stamps off and on, falls off constantly. Then he wants a tie knot, that's the key, that's Mateach. Fine, for myself, for everyone here, we eventually fix it. If now we get in trouble, it's nice, we can fix it. The Chorba, us, we'll have either problem Moshe Valabinin or Gzeh Shem Yitaka. Why? By Karka, we always say Rafa is also. Another interesting case, got to have in my house about Shabbos, my kid's bathroom, the toilet seat fell off. Can you put it on to use? Oh, could I have to go to my parents' bedroom to go use the bathroom? Is there a problem of Gzeres Shem Yitaka, just placing it without connecting? Could they just place it on and put it on to use? The whole plastic came right off. Not the plastic, came right off. So now can they put it on to use? Or no? Is there a problem with Gzeres Shem Yitaka? Oh, so first, placing, not sticking it to the holes. Placing it down, stop placing it down. So the Simcha Bonim in the Shabbos home, or the Shalmanisim in the Sefer, he kind of said, just placing it down, also Nichol Gzeres Shem Yitaka, even though it's Rafoi. And I asked Ruben, he told me, just placing itself down, that's also, it's Rafoi. Now those who disagree, the Shemir Shabbos himself disagrees, and the others want Taina, the Chodashoni, they're placing it down, there's not even a Chib at all, it's not even still Rafoi. Fine, the Shalah, how do you look at it? Just place it down, is that being placed down, Nichol together, Rafoi, and therefore is Rafoi, Ototoka? Or no, it's not considered anything at all, and therefore be mutter. Oh, it's not shown in some mukhsa. Fine, we'll get to the mukhsa, we'll have to answer that also. Mitzad, maybe mukhsa, Shiva Kalim. Yeah, we'll have to... But Mitzad is just placing it without a chibur, some sort of one taina. That itself is Gzeres Shem Yitaka, and those will say, no, placing it without any chibur at all, it might be mutter. But everyone agrees to your side, if there's any connection at all, that means placing inside the hooks. When it's roughly by the basic kisei, avada tosa, that's avada Gzeres Shem Yitaka. But again, it comes up by karka, we hold that toka and hodak, the maisa, we chayiv, roughly, depends on the derech, not the derech. By kelim, the maisa, we hold the three levels, toka, hodak, and roughly. Toka is chayiv, hodak is rabbonim, roughly be mutter. Come along the base yosef, it brings down the fourth level from the rajbo, roughly be any roughly, and the poskim, the magabrom, the grads, mishpur, two different times, shin ches and shin gimel, it brings down the lochas also, there's something called roughly be any roughly. Now the pashas of the levels are, not like b'chayim, no, it's roughly, roughly any roughly, hodak and toka. That's called the four levels. Even though someone put roughly any roughly after hodak, pashas before hodak, it's roughly, roughly any roughly, hodak and toka. Therefore it comes out, toka is chayiv. Hodak Rabbanon, Rafa and Rafa Rabbanon, and Rafa itself will be Mutter. Now, what is Taich words, or what is the definition of Taka, Hodak, and Rafa? How do you apply it practically? The first Taich, the word Taka means that one's wedged inside the other. The case you're actually being down, you have a yesed, you have a peg, you jab it inside. My patients have a hammer in the house where they had keep inside, they put pegs that you saw clearly, it was jammed inside, keep it stuck inside. I have hammer in my house right now, the Arab wants to fix it, he took a nail and it banged it inside, it's the top sticking out. Why it jammed, it makes it very, very tight in the hammer. So I say that's one thing that's takua, being jammed in, being wedged in. The word of hodak means tight, and the word of rafa means it's weak, it's loose. Those are tight words. Now how exactly to apply it? So the Aruch HaShabbos, when he brings it down, he discusses the Zif Mem Hei, he says it's very hard to give exactly the definition of how exactly to apply the getter of where does Rafa start, Rafa any Rafa start, where does Chodak start, where does Taka, where each level is. It's not clear to give exactly a getter. But Mahalach, he writes, is whatever, the looser it is, the more Rafa it is, the tighter it is, the more of a Chiv it is. It goes from Chodak to Taka. It goes basically by the tightness. Aruch HaShabbos, Binyan Shabbos, some seem to go, and it seems that way in the Paiskim, seems to be that machlokes among the Rishonim also. This is hodak. How hodak is it? Is it nechel get of hodak, nechel get of toka, nechel get of rafa, any rafa? The machlokes is how tight and what level changes over one level to another. So the way how the Aruch HaShabbos went, he says it depends how hard it is if you take it apart. So I went to him and I brought him different levels. I brought him four different types of sets of levels. Legos, the Aruch HaShabbos, mitzad the chibur, not mitzad alocha. And he asked him what the different levels are. So I gave him first the Yamangas Duplo kids ones, and he picked it up, fell right out right away. He picked up just the top thing, fell right down. He said, that's about a roughly. Next one I gave him also, that it came up together, it came right out, that was roughly. Next one I gave him this, he said it was roughly. Any roughly. Next, I gave him another one, let me put it, with Maisa, and he told me that's the case of Hodak. Then later on I gave him the case of this. He was very impressed with this. He couldn't even open it. Took him a while to open it. Then he took him a couple of days, brought it to Rav Gelber. Also, they played with it. He came back. The most of it is hodak. The most of it, everything I came and I gave to him, he says, the most of it is hodak. And I tried to argue with him and say different stories. He says, yeah, you can argue. Nothing's muchak. Say what you want. But this is how he understands it. The levels are basically how hard and how tight. From four different Legos, each one was a different getter. And different toys are different getters. Again, basically, it depends how hard and how easy it is. That's one ghetto how he went, depending on Shabbos, others go, which again really does sound away from the Pesachim when they're discussing Hadak, Hadak Chazak is to the Taka, Hadak Lach Chazak is actually the Taka, different levels, different things. He's moist of grad, there's something, let's say, it's very easy to take off, not mitzad the chibush, but mitzad, it's a patent, that's very easy to take off. He once said that's mutter. For example, I asked him, what about a zipper? What is zipper? Zipper is very hard, you try to take it apart, it's not easy. That's a patent, that's nothing, it's not even chibush, like get over off, it doesn't count. He writes in the sefer by a belt also, taking it up, off and down, there's a clip there. So the maestro, he also said, that's your fault. I said, I went to him and showed him my belt. He said, you know, your belt's broken. He told me, I forgot it is. So he showed me his belt came off and on, very simple, no problem, it's your fault. Not a shiloh. Now the maestro, he's saying, Yimangas Chiddush, not only is it Rafa of a Hodak in the easiness to take apart, the maestro, but Rafa of a Hodak is also, in if it's a patent, that's also nothing to get a Rafa, which to me was Yimangas Chiddush. The maestro told me that if you have the belt was connected on, you can't pull the two ends apart. This won't happen. It's very easy to pick up the switch, the fits. That's going to be a nichon together of Rafai. Oh, so, again, I try to argue so you can say what you want. Not Muchas, this I understand it. He writes very clear in the Sefer. It's not clear what the getter is. Him and the Midrash Shabbos all try to give a getter. Now, it does sound that way, this is a getter. But now, the two aspects. One, he's saying the getter is being callous. The second thing is he's saying a patent is Rafai. That might bother me because Mike says right now his talk is very stark. So I went around to different Talmud Chomer Yeshiva, I went to Shamanism, I went to Rabbi Aaron Deutsch, Rabbi Rosh Chabur, and I asked him about the zipper or a belt. I said, what is it? They said, there's no Havni at all that's Rafa. You sent to the chairs, Maisek, Rehodok, Toker, Rafa, Veni Rafa, Vavada, who cares about the idea of patent? Maisek, right now it's stark, it's very strong, it's very tight, and therefore Vavada's nichon together of whatever, how tight it is.
No answer to the leaf of the table?
We'll get to the leaf of the table, we'll see. Fine. So Maisa again, so this is the Gedorm Shaboy. No, we're not, again, we're just saying the Gedorm. Right now we're not getting to Halacha's Lag HaOsa Mutter, we're just getting the Gedorm. The Gedorm, Tog HaOdak and Rafa seems to be clear from the Paiskim is how strong and how easy to take apart. And now the second child of a patent, something that's easy to take apart because you have a fits or a zipper, that's a Machloikis, for Ruben says Rafa, Nirolina, and other Tmichom told me about this, not Nichon together, Rafa, depends how strong, how tight it is. Now, Reuben Gana wants to bring a right to this. He discusses. He says the Midrash Shaltar Sain. L'maisa the Gemara says the Isra of Abba Rabuno, and they said it's mutter. Now, who sleeps on a rickety bed that can leave for a couple of months at a time, and they're asking, they're saying it's mutter? How in the world is what's going on in the Gemara? You're able to sleep on something that's roughly, mamish comes off very simple. What's going on over here? So he brings the safe. It must be something's roughly. Must be even strong enough you can lie upon. The Rav Shabbos brings it down in Sifrim Hay. So, L'chor, we'll get to example like a table leaf. L'chor, the story by a table leaf, you put it inside the table, where the chibur is, where you put the peg inside the hole, is very loose. It's very loose. It's very easy going in and out. Mice, when you close the table, since it's closed at both ends, it's not going to fall. There's gravity on bottom, it's closed at both ends, it's not going to fall. But the chibur itself is bent and loose. Where it's connected one to another, it's loose. Just there's no place to go, so it stays there. And you can sit on it, it won't fall down, my kids can jump on it, and nothing will happen to it. But the chibur itself, the be'etzim, is loose.
What about that lock?
Therefore, again, it's only a way to keep it in. But the be'etzim, the chibur is being connected, the be'etzim is not doing anything. Therefore, they bring down, the Rav Shfarim brings down that Rav Moshe says mutter, Shmir Shabbat says mutter, Chodoshoni says mutter, because be'etzim is nichol together of Rafai. V'oy maybe is nichol together of Kisa Kalim. But Maisa is nichol heta of Rafai. What? Because be'etzim, the chibur itself is be'etzim loose. So the Mita Shot Simon is the same thing. Be'etzem, even though the chibur is very loose, it's not really fall apart bed. It could just put it one inside the other, inside pegs, and be very strong, you lie upon it, and it won't fall apart. Why should it fall apart? If you have interlocking things that just go one side and another, even though the chibur itself is connected, is loose, but the mice that goes down, it won't fall apart. The mice, that's cool why Mita Shot Simon, they would use it that way even though it was roughly. They would use it in a way that's roughly, and it won't fall apart. Why? Because just like a table, Be'etzem is roughly, but it doesn't fall apart. So it comes out of the chur, the get of Rafa is where the chibur shaboy is loose, but etzim will be mutter, the chibur itself will be stark, will be osir. Now the get of taka, the way that the Mogar Avram brings down, the Bialacha brings down, seems to be machloik between the Raivin and the Kolboy. The words that the Mogar Avram brings down for the Raivin, when it's tight, then there'll be chayiv. And the way the smag brought down by the Mogar Avram is saying, when it's gvur of umnes, then there'll be chayiv. Now what do you say? The machloikis, Bialacha brings down. Now the Orchid Shulchan says there's no machloikis between the two, they mean the same thing. The Magaram Mishmur saying there's a machlokes over here, and the El Rav explains, really depends, how do you understand this, the sugya And Mitzvah Dasayim is Mitzvah Makir Patrish or Mitzvah Boino. Do you hold Embin and Mekelim Klal or not? If you hold the Geder, is Mitzvah, it has to be tight. If Mitzvah Makir Patrish, you say it is tight. If the Geder Mitzvah Boino, in the Gevur of Umnes. That's the only reason why they're arguing. Lamaisa Meshavua says, why do we come along over here to be Machmer? Why are we saying over here to be Chayiv? Meshavua says, Oi Makir Patrish, quote the Taz, Oi Bini Mekelim, quoting the Magar Avram. Lachuri, either Mahalach, Sai Gevur of Umnes, Sai even tight, Lachuri be Nichon the Geder of Taka. The words of the Magar Avraham is Oisikli, and Mishabur says Baino. Now he sends you to the Goynish in Yadalad, which is, says Oisikli on the gates of Mustaki, so fair, Maskin. Prim Goynish is Kasha. We'll put on the side for now. And the smag. It depends how you understand Pshat and the Machaber. What's the first? Yeah, but you look in the base, if someone, a lot of times they're switching Hodak for Taka. He's going on. I have to see it inside. Well, that's been said again, the levels again. Toka is something that's tight, or Gevur Umnes. Hodak is something that's looser than that. And Rafa is even less, and Rafa is going to be motor. Now, what's the halachas of these different levels? Now, there's basically there's three separate machlokes going on. What the halacha is. Now you read the page, seems to be everyone seems to really agree, but to go off the page, a Chaznish comes along and makes three separate machlokes. First case, we have again three different levels or four different levels. Come along, the alocha rofa in the maaseh can be motor. Come along, the beis yosef is maaseh. Rofa is motor only when derech lias rofa. When it's derech to be taka, come along the beis yosef and says rofa will be also. It brings it right from the Gemara's Lashon. It says, Im hoya rafai mutter, mashma, that's a derech to be rafai. He says, that's muchach, the words in the Torah, the words of the kolboy. The Rishonim, he wants to say, the guy's Oshri, that when something is be'etzem, rafai, to be mutter is only with derech to be rafai. With exera. However, with derech to be taka, even rafai itself will be awesome. This Beis Yosef, the Bach brings down, the Prisha brings down, the Graz brings down, the Mo brings down. They come along, the Lachla Mais, and they say, Lamais, clear, rafai is also with derech to be taka. Even by Caleb. Come on, the Chaznish. What? Taka. Rafa is there after Taka. Rafa after Taka. That will get to the next. That will be the next Machlokes. Rafa right now after Taka. That's the base here, of black and white. Now that base here comes along to be Machmer. The Chaznish comes along and says no right from the Torah. He doesn't know what it says right from the Gemara, not the way. He says no right from the Lashon the Gemara, no right from the Rambam. And if it comes along and says, that not only that, the Mechab himself doesn't bring it down. Must be the Mechab who is Chayzer. Point. They even want to tell you that Rafai ought to talk to the Maisa or the Loch be Mutter. Rafai ought to talk to this Nogzer. Gan Beis Yosef says it, Mechab doesn't say it. True, the Ramah says it. However, he says, the Paiskim of the Rambam and the Sistim of the Rambam and the Torah is right to it. That Rafai ought to talk to the Maisa will be Mutter. And therefore, Paschal Loch Maisa, Rafai ought to talk will be Mutter. So we have the Maisa, the Chandish says Rafai talk is Mutter. The Beis Yosef, the Ramah says not that way. Now Ravos and Shuva says, the Maisa, we have to go like the Mishnah Berurah, because that's a Bach, Prisha, Simas Ataz, Magar Avram. The place can go this way, and therefore Avos said, "Avad if we machm against the Chaznish, we just know the Chaznish paskins. Rafa had to talk, and the Maisa will be motor." That's one machlokes. Chaznish and Maisa is Mekel. The place can go like Beis Yosef, we machm Rafa auto talka. A second machlokes is after we have a Mitzshal Prakim, we have a Koshal Prakim. What is a Koshal Prakim? Basically, the same thing as a Mitzshal Prakim. The words of the Shulchan Aruch Mitzshal Prakim, which is Mitzshal Tassayim. The words of the Gemara. The bed was made to put together a couple months at a time, then they disconnected it and they went somewhere else. Over the Koshal Prakim, the Paiskim will explain, it basically they took a cup, they put it together, and left it together at a month at a time, and then they took it apart. But they not apart back and forth, they left it together as is. So Koshal Prakim, the shell is what the loch of a Koshal Prakim? The Torah brings down a Machlokes, the Maram Rutenberg says, right, by Koshal Prakim you have to be Machmer, and the Torah comes along and disagrees and says you have to be Mekel. Machlokes. Now, what is the machlokes? What is the machlokes? So, the way how the Mishnah Berurah understands the pashas of the Taz, so it's coming from the Taz, or Choshulchan, Mechaim Noach, or the Shulchan, they understand what the machlokes is. Be'etzem hotok avad is also. The machlokes is by case that it will be goyzer rofoy or to hodak. Avad the rofoy to talk, oh, that's a vada, the base yosef is going to be also. Rofoy or to hodak, or make a gzera, not going to make a gzera. Come along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, that's Guvud Machlokes, Maram, verse the Torah, Avad HaHodak is also, but Rafa HaHodak is Ekmi Mutter also. The Maram says, Rofer Otahodak to be Osir, and the Torah says that Rofer Otahodak will be Mutter. The Chasnish disagrees, Lashit also. He says, what do you mean? Rofer Otahodak is Mutter. So, Kimmy Machloik is Rofer Otahodak. Can't be that way. Zelmai, what's Machloik? It's Machloik is by Hodak itself. What's Alocha by Hodak? It's Hodak when it's not a derech to be Taka. Hodak Otahodak is Zigzera. But Hodak in and of itself can be Mutter Osir. The Maram says, when Hodak in of itself, the derech be Hodak will be Mutter. And the Torah says, Maram says it'll be Osir, the Torah says it'll be Mutter. Malocha, how do we paskin? The Mishabura says, only if it's Tarek Gadol or Tarek, we can be Mekel, and we have to be Machmel like Maram. And the Chaznish says, the Malocha is we paskin like the Torah Lekula. That means, it comes out that three separate Machloikisin over here. First, Rafa at the Todak, Rafa at the Toka. Chaznish says Mutter, Peshayis, the Mishabura says Osir, Aleph. Second, Hodak in and of itself, what's Alocha? Says the Chaznish, we pass on the Torah, it's Mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we semich on the Torah, it's in the Rabbanik Mimekel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hodak in itself, with Alexeru Tataka, Derech Biyadak is Osir. A third Machloikis, we have Rafai Otto Hodak. Come along the Mishnah Berurah and says, Machloikis Maram and the Torah, and therefore Rafai Otto Hodak, we have a Machmer like the Ram, Lechad Chilo, it's Osir. Come along the Chaznish and says, no, even Rafai Otto Hodak is Mutter, Rafai Otto Hodak certainly is Mutter, and therefore be Mutter. So all three cases, Rafa at the Toka, Rafa at the Hodak, and Hodak itself, when the Chaznish is Mutter. That means you want to start with anything that's like, when the Chaznish is Bnei Braknik, it doesn't even start off the whole Shaila. Avad is Mutter, the most of this is Hodak. When the Chaznish is no issue of Hodak at all, with Derech B'Hodak, you can't make this into Toka. No matter how hard you try, it can't be to Toka. So if you have Bnei Braknik, Chaznishnik, the Lego Shaila doesn't even start to begin off with. Hodak is Mutter, Rafa at the Hodak is Mutter, Rafa at the Toka is Mutter, and it can't be Toka, so Avad will be Mutter. What? No, it's not the derech. You ruin it. Destroy it. It's not the derech. Avada not. The Mishabura, if I get with Machman all three. He says, Hodak, the Mice is Osir. Rafa at the Toka is Beis Yosef is Osir. And Rafa at the Hodak, Machlokes Maram. And the Torah, the Mice is said to be Machman. That's the Sharetzian's Kasha. He is the Kasha himself, but he still went what he said. The Sharetz, right? What's the words? Go call derech. But Mice, there's a bunch of Kasha in the Mishabura. The words in the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef sounds much better according to Chaznish. The Mishabura went like a Pasha to the Taz, and the Yitz, there are Kashas here. Mice, that's it comes out. Fine. Next level. Now, once you went through the different levels over here, what's Alocha that comes out, come along with the Rishonim and say, once we have these different levels, that Rafa will be Otto Hodak, will be also Rafa to talk Rafa to Hodak. What happened by any Kisa Kalim, any bottle cap at all, how in the world, not breaking off the ring, any twist cap that already was open, the ring came off, no problem, how the world could you open and close? The Maisa, when you close it, it's tight, and when you open it, you loosen it. How in the world can you close any bottle at all, any snow bottle, anything that the ring is ready is off, how can you close and open it? And the way how the Sharetzim rings out, what's the kasha? According to the Mogar Avraham, he wants to say, l'chor, the kasha is mitzad deraisa. It's hadak chazak, it's very tight, it's from a case of screws. Any screw would be a case of deraisa. According to Taz, the kasha is from a case of derabbanan. So again, they're arguing again what the level is. It's very tight. One's calling a screw very tight, toka. One's calling a screw that's very tight, hodak. That's how the Sharetzim says, p'sham, the Mogar Avraham and the Taz. And therefore, l'chor, the kasha of any cap, according to the Taz, the kasha is from a derabbanan. According to Mogar Avraham, the kasha is from a deraisa. How the world can you open and close it? That's the teret. That's the kasha, right? Fine. That's the kasha of Mogar Avraham and the Taz. Come along the Taz, and he answers. His words are, the sheiket hashmishu adei piruk tamid, since that's a shimush, therefore be mutter. That's a shimush. Come along the Mogar Avraham and says, ein asur lekiyim, rak lepaiskim usagim tamid, ayin simin shin yudal sif aleph. It's made to open and close constantly, ayin simin shin yudal sif yud. What's Shin Yudal Tzif Yud? By the case of a tanner, where you have a daf you put upon in the cement, is made to open and close that day, therefore be mutter. Otherwise, it'll be osir. Now, it sounds like the Mogar Avraham and the Taz are saying two separate things. The Taz is saying the shimush is daft when you open and close it, and the Mogar Avraham is saying it's aimed to open and close. That's the shimush made to open and close. That's what's made for. Now, that's what it sounds like. However, come along with Mishnah Berurah, and he says the words of the Mogar Avraham and the end of Chen Kotzav HaTaz. That means the Mishabura is saying there's no machlokes between Mogar Avraham and the Taz, they're saying the same Yisoid. They're all saying the thing is made to open and close, that's a Shemush, and therefore it's Mutter. So Gam, I know you can tell me Mogar Avraham is saying one idea, Mogar Avraham is saying the Yisoid is aiming to open and close, and the Taz is saying the Yisoid of Shemush, that's the way you Mishamish it. The Mishabura says they're saying the same Yisoid. Huh? We'll get to Nachmanides. That's the word, the Meshavua. Now the shell is, what's pshat in the Smogavam in the Taz? What's pshat over here? And we'll be ik among the swarm, the very clear, the three different Malachim. We'll call it the Malach of the Shulchan Acharav. One Malach, the second Malach will be the Chaz Nish, and third Malach will be Shlomo Zalman, and it will be numerous Nafkaminas. Come along the Chaz Nish, and he wants to taino. The side over here of the Taz and the Mogavram, both of them, Meister, why is the Mutter? He says, you have this bottle. When you, the Shemesh is to pour soda out of the bottle. When you cover it, and let's say you want to make it be one thing, you lost the Shemesh of the bottle. Avadi does not want to make one thing. Avadi does not want Boina. You can say, what, it's one thing now, you create something, made it new. If you made it to one thing, you lost the drink that's inside of it. Avadi does not want to put something on top of it. That's lost the whole entire idea. The whole idea is to take it off and pour soda from it. When you want to store it, you cover it. But Avada, you do not want to connect the thing to make it into one. Therefore, there's no binyan over here. There's no makkah patish. You said we said last time. You said to make something one. There's nothing one over here. It's lost the shimush.
So after you finish the whole bottle, are you allowed to close it?
We'll try to first get the case, the sheetas, and we'll see if that's so or not. But the side over here does not make it one. Why? Because Be'etzim, you do not want to connect it here. If you connect it, you lost out the drink. Therefore, why is the Chanish saying this for? He's saying, Mash'en came by electricity, by Chashmal, which we have to get back in a week from now. Be'etzim, you have two different things, two different wires. Right now, each one is meaningless. You put the two together, you make a function. That lamais is the case of Binyan. I didn't derive so. The only by case he says by Kisa Kalim connecting, you do not want it there. Here it's creating a being one. I Lamaisa, you tell me electricity, we have a switch off and on, off and on, off and on, that's Kisa Kalim. It's made to go off and on. He said no. The Shemesh is when it's connected. However, the reason why you showed it afterwards is not needed anymore. You take it away. It's like meet the shelter sign. Meet the shelter sign, you need it for a couple of months, you connect it. We don't need it anymore, you're moving somewhere else, you disconnect it, take it somewhere else. Here we shut the light. Why? Either costs money, it's not needed, you're taking it away, there's no use when it's not here anymore. When it's here, there's a Shemesh. When it's disconnected, it's not a Shemesh. Therefore, once they dock by soda bottles, you need to have it off to mishamish with it. Therefore, you did not create anything. Mashen came by mitzvah of the sign, or by chashmal, or konosh menorah. Connecting is when you use it. Disconnecting is not its use. Therefore, it'd be even nesed deraiso. Even nesed deraiso. Sorry? Yeah, but the bottle itself, the function of the bottle itself, when you take the wires apart, each thing is wrong. The bottle has a function, and you connect it, you lost the whole function. You do not want to be one. Here in the Meister Chashmal, you want to be one. Mitzvah to time, you create a Mitzvah to time every single time. If you look at a cap, you don't want, you lose its function if you make it into one. If you make it into one, you lose its function. You study, you're making it into one. You connect it into one, you destroy the bottle. You don't want to make it into one. Now, based upon this, if you do Rav Shlomo Zalman, again, Rabbi Chashmal, he wrote two letters to the Chaz Nish, not understanding, and therefore Rav Chaz Nish wrote two letters back to him. And some of his kashas, yes, he said, if so, it comes out every salt shaker, that's him. The Shemesh doesn't have the cover on top of it. So you run out of salt, you open it, and then you put in salt, and then you cover it again, but the Shemesh have it there connected. And then when you finish with the Shemesh, you take it off. Every salt shaker, according to the Chaz Nish, in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman should be also to take apart on Shabbos. Every baby bottle will be the same thing. What happened? You put water inside, or whatever, milk inside, then you cover it, the Shemesh is to drink it. That's the Shemesh right now. However, when you run out, you have to open and put inside. But the Shemesh is when it's connected. There's no Shemesh when it's not... The bottle, the holder of the milk, and the cap by itself is meaningless. By the salt shaker, the glass, and the cap by itself is meaningless. The whole function is when it's together. The whole function of Mitzvah the sign is when it's together, by Chashmal, it's together. Therefore, how in the world... Instead of Shlomo Zalman, the Chaz Nish, the salt shaker should be also, and the baby bottle should be also, and you can tell me it's also. Maybe Plumaisa, Chayisol has baby bottles, Chayisol has salt shakers. Plumaisa is clear that it must be its mutter, not the Chaz Nish as you said. That's his kasha, one of his main kasha, a bunch of kashas on the Chaz Nish. Just the way how the Svarim like answering it, either Archa Shabbat Chalaches, we'll see it's called in Chelek Vav, or Megillah Sefer, others, they want to know that specifically by... Sorry? He did not... He, in the letter, these questions are not asked. He wrote it afterwards in Mitzvah Shlomo Chelek, in Simeon Yalav. This is a kasha he wrote that Yerkun Chanu should be also. As far as I know, Bnei Brak is not Machmer. The Zoram don't seem to say that they're Machmer. Now, just the side to answer, the way the Rav Reuben and others want to answer, is that the side Shabbai is, when the way the Chazal is understanding, when you have the bed together, Be'etzem is a good bed. You want to take it apart, fine, you have to go somewhere else to take it apart. However, by the salt shaker, if it will be connected right now together, you would say it's a broken salt shaker. You did not get a correct thing. When you have a baby bottle that's glued together, right now, if you would buy it, you'll say it's broken, something's wrong with it. Because part of the shemush is to fill it up and not to, and to take it apart. It's part of the shemush. Mash enkin the kondushal menorah, kondushal seidin, you can use for only high places, this area. You can use by the meat over here in this place. And it won't be a broken thing if you cannot take the beds apart. But mash enkin, if you would buy today a salt shaker that you cannot take apart, you would say, I don't want this, return to the store, it's mekach tois. Therefore, part of the shemush, they want tainus to take it, fill it off. That's part of the shemush. Therefore, you want to take it off and on. Part of the shemush is to open and close the baby bottle. If you get a baby bottle, they cannot open and close, use it one time. It's mamish, meaningless, zero, nothing. Therefore, for that reason, they want tainus, that's part of the shemush. Therefore, even from the chandus, you want to say it's mutter. What? Because it costs you money, but not besides the use of it. Again, the bed be'etzim is used by the bed is by having it on, by life be'etzim is having it on. So, of course, your money is no need for it every turn off. But there's no use when it's off. Here, the use is to fill it up when it's off. What? They can take it off. I don't know. Well, that's their malach. Next, we'll have to see what you're talking about. Fine. Second malach. Is the Graz, what's he saying over here? The Graz comes along and says, he says he took the words among Avram Kapashin. Now, if you read the Chaznish, Pashin sounds like a Taz, the words of Shemush. The words of the, even though he says saying Shad and Taz among Avram. Come along with the Graz, and he's saying Mamash the Taz among Avram, but he took the Ikki side as the Mogavam's Malach, that the side over here is what? Is like, it's made to open and close. He Mamash takes it literally to like the Locha, Simon Shin Yudal, Tzavyud, Avdavshal, Avadav, Anatana, made to close it. And the words are, since they're made to open and close that day, therefore it's mutter. If it's made not to close on Shabbos, it'll be in this Drabonin. Not made to close forever, it'll be Oslo Oilam. He took the words among Aram we sent you to and said, it has to be made to be open and close on Shabbos. You're only made to put together on Shabbos and not to disconnect on Shabbos. Because it has to be dafka, dafshal taner, that goes made to be broken on Shabbos. Mashing anything that's not made to be taken apart on Shabbos will be an issur rabbanon. Oh, so you have a bunch of kashas, soul shakers and baby bottles, and not only is it even better, every wine bottle you close it on Shabbos, keep it for the next week. Effective shalom azamun and shuva, chelik al simin yunal, how in the world can you close your wine? It says, LMI, maybe during the week you use it, so it says during the 9 days, you're not going to use it during the week. Or people for whiskey, they put away from Yontif to Yontif. But according to the words of the Graz HaKolopachas, the words are that it's made to be closed open on Shabbos. Made it open and closed tomorrow, you're even a Sederabonon. Well, I could daf shal tana, what is that way? Daf shal, a daf on a tana, what has to be dafka that day, not for the next day. Now, there are those ones that bleib tzorachin godel, or the Shabbos bleib tzorachin godel, the Shisha Shabbos bleib tzorachin godel, but the chur pshad is, the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it over, just maybe to say Pshat in the Graz, is every time, the case of the Aruch HaShulchan is every time they use silverware, they put it together on that day and then take it apart. That silverware they also shall prokim. They put together, take it apart. Every time you put together, you finish it, you took it apart. Every time you have a bottle, you open it and you close it. You do both actions. You do the Psicha and the Stima. You do both every time. So something that you do the both every time, that the Graz is saying the head of the Tana is why, because you put the daf on it, Erev Shabbos, and you undo it on Shabbos, and within 24 hours, the Maaseh is mutter. If you do both processes always at the same time, it'll be mutter. Therefore, wine bottle, you open it, the same day you open it, you close it. Then you put it away for a week. The whiskey, you open, you close. Then you put it away. So since you always do both actions every time, therefore, you do not create and do not destroy. You do everything at the same time. Either salt shaker, before you would also do it every time, except it's not needed to do it every time because you still have salt inside. But Etzim, you do it every time. It's just not needed. You would, it's not needed. But Etzim, Mitzvah, what?
It is every time. Every time you refill it, you open it right away and you close it.
Also, there's two things. Either open and close it every single time, like you're saying. The two points, right? Every time you use salt, you open, fill up and close it. The problem is baby bowel. You always open and close it. You have no idea with the baby bowel. Fine, maybe you said you can. If you would use it, you would open and close it every time. Yeshladen. Fine, but my son like saying Tzorchi and Godel, even though they like to be Chosh for the Graz.
Yeah,
third Maluch, Kamal Musham is Alman after he goes to the Chavnish. The Archa Shabbos brings down. The Orlitzian, they seem to be Chosh for the scribes of Maluch. We'll get to cases, we'll get to how they apply it. Third Maluch. Oh, we'll get to. You'll have to get to a ketchup. Let's first finish the third Maluch and then. But, we have to see in each Maluch. But that's, again, we went through the Chaznish, we went through the Graz. Now, Shlomo Zalman, after brings down the Chaznish, after brings down the Graz, his Maluch seems to be very simple. What's the way of being made? How do you use it? You use it. You open and close. That's the Shemosh. You open and close. Open and close. Anything that's direct to open and close, for example, this place is even by a case of a Dut Shemesh, you went up once a year to go fix something, to open the handle over here by the screw, open and close once a year. But the way, if you want to get water out of this handle, what would you do? You would open and close it. Therefore, he says, by mita shota saim lemaisa, it's even though the derech is open to take it apart, but be'etzem, right now it's taka of a hodak is very well, it's put together. If you had, you got the bed with a part, you say right now it's broken. You have to put it together with screws and bang it together to make into something. And if you disconnect it, it's broken. Someone gets a bottle of salt shaker, it's disconnected, no one tells you it's broken. It's here, we just have to put it together and take it apart. It's not broken. Mita shota saim, that you every couple of months they took it apart, they broke the bed apart, and then they put it together, they made a new bed. Masha en came by the soul shaker, bowels or these handles, the whole shimush that put it back and forth, that derech shimushai, the avadas mocha, they're not creating anything, you're not doing anything. That's good for the shimush. Kono shel saidin, why is part of a loss, the mashi paskin's mocha, ekonami, that's the depending on Hadak or Rafai. Even Hadak shall be mutter. Depends how they use it, much how they use it. If they understood, did they stand it was broken every time you put it together? You have to see in the truth how he says it. Just to say a case, maybe it's also the Kuliyama, which I didn't see the same as far as Bimaru. My father pointing out this bottle of ketchup. Maisa, a bottle of ketchup, you undo it one time. Then you take off the plastic. Well, it's square, we'll put it to the side. Let's say you take off a Shabbos. Then you close it. Now, you never open it again. You never plan to use it to open it again. So, according to the Chaznish, the whole Shemush is having on top. And there will, of course, be a bayak on the Chaznish. According to Graz, it's left forever. It will be a problem. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's not made, it's not derech Shemushai. It's a one-time thing just to take off the plastic.
You need a lot of ketchup that we don't want to see for 24 years.
When you have a lot of people want to spoon to a bowl, very nice and fancy. What you do? You take it and you squeeze it. You don't open and pour it out, plops out. It gets all over the place, makes a bottle not that well. Before it squeezed out, before it's not there, shimusha. You don't use it anymore. There's no shimush for it, no function to it anymore. And void the core when you close it, it's either hodak or taka. It's a screw. When the corner screw, it's a screw. It's either there's a taz among a rum, either it's a rice or the rabbonah. It was tight when it closed on. Why? To make it take off the plastic the first time. I don't know. I asked people what they made. I don't know. But myself, again, going to Chanish for the grass. Again, I think going to Shlomo Zalman is not there. Shemusha also will be a problem. Not there to be Shamish off and on. No one does it anymore. The use of it is having it on, and that's it. People don't do that.
Our people that refill the little bottle.
It's not what's made for it. But let's say you don't do it that way. It's not made for that way. Yes, wasn't. Fine. Just go quickly through all the cases getting late. First, the case of a haicher tray, that you have the click, you open it, you pull out, back and forth, is a mutter also. So first, that when it's on the haicher, when let's say just pressed against it like I have, the most of it is what level is the chur hodak. It's only tight, it's not wedged in, and my kid can push it out, but I can mamash yank it out. The most of this is hodak. They have a kun chazit shadow, they will start hodak. The maisa is mutter, it's not deaf to be taka, no gzeh shami taka. But maisa, let's say you go with a malach, the hodak is also like the Mishnah Brua. The chur kun bishlam is amen, the vadat's mutter is deaf shimusha, you open and close, you open and close. The haicher trays that are not deaf to open and close, you put it on one time, and then you take your kid out. There's a shadow exactly how to look upon it. Those one maybe be machmer, kun to grad zulia be machmer. But according to Shlomo Zalman, they want a tan also should be mutter, yesh lotim. A second case is, let's say you have a doll that my kids are very talented to rip apart. the arm comes out, the leg comes out, and they come over your tati, you put it back in. They allow to put it back in on Shabbos. So it depends. If it's made to go in and out, whatever they call it. If it's a derech avada, it's mutter. If it's roughly, so it really depends. If it's roughly, then it's gzera, and the derech to be hodak or toka. If it's gzera to be toka, then you have a base yosef. If it's gzera to be hodak, also you'll have a problem. The shbuah says to be machmel chatchila. Therefore, you should not put back the arm back inside the doll on Shabbos in the Paiskim, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Why? It's roughly, which is where machmel for the maram, gzera otto, a case of hodak. Well, if you put it back in, if it's rofa, if it's any rofa, you also have to be a problem. You have to make sure it's the only way you'd be mutter. If it's rofa and derech to be rofa, if you put it in lightly and derech to be rofa, any rofa, whatever the getter that is, also you'll have an issa according to the Rashba. A third case they discuss is the case of a shtender, that they go up and down. Mice is a mutter, is also. Come longer than wise and true, but you want to say, since people leave it for a while, sound like it's choshes for the grazla or for shulchan. And therefore you want to say, you cannot take the peg, go up and down with it. Chodashani goes this way, Chaim Kineski says to be choshes. Maestan and Hoga seems to be not like that, like Rishon Mazalman, of Yashiv, and the Be'er Moshe, the Betzino, and the Be'er and Avos and Tshuva. They're Mekel. They come to be Mekel for numerous reasons. They're discussing different standards. You have to know each one has a different way of understanding and looking at the standard. One Svara, the Ikasvara Avos and Wasi Mekel, but Etzim, you're just making it higher or lower, but Etzim it's one thing, it's one piece. You're not just connecting, taking it off. Now it really depends what type of shtender you have. But he understands the shtender they had that were all locked inside, just making higher or lower, that's making like a bed, opening, close, closing, open, closing your door. That when you fold it, it's like a folding bed. There's no problem. That's the main reason why he wants to be makel.
Well, see, that completely disconnects you.
He's not discussing that. He has other reasons to be makel. But he says the shell doesn't stop. The question that was asked him, he said the shell doesn't stop because the mice is all connected. Now those that come off. Now there's another type. That's come off that you can put by your seat. Could be has its function by itself, you're not creating anything. Those who want time is only hodak, most is hodak, when chad is hodak, mice is mutter. Those who want to say derech tashmisho, you have it from a zamel that says mutter. Fine, the different shalas, again, according to what shita, what the case is, and those who want to be machmer, and the swarm seem to be makel on different cases. Just go through one more case. There's really a lach over here of Menorah Shel Prakim. It's really a sugya on Reish Ayin Tes, brought down over here by Mishmur Mogar Avram. The Menorah Shel Prakim, the Maisa, you cannot move, because the derech is for it to come apart, and therefore maybe you can put it together again. The halacha is, when it's roughly, it's mutter, Mishmur says that the only problem is to carry from place to place, if it's darker for it to fall apart. If it's a derech for it to fall apart, you cannot take it from place to place. Now just apply it. Maisa, what's the halacha of Legos on Shabbos? Legos, if you hold Legos are usher, l'chur to even move from place to place, it's dark as spark, l'chur even be mukso. If you hold Legos is usher, then l'chur, it's mamish, menoshal frakim, l'chur should be a case of mukso. And therefore, B'yashiv says Legos is mukso, because he holds the shtas, so you cannot even put it together and back and forth. Why is the place can be Ikka say Legos is not mukso, because Ikka they hold is mutter on Shabbos. Now, why is it mutter on Shabbos? There are numerous reasons why Legos now is mutter. One is, the most of this is hodak, point of chazanish, shah doesn't even start. Lego, what's Shiloh? Most is Hodak, the Mice is Mutter. A second reason they want Tainim Shalom Azam says, Mikadin should be Mutter, is Dechta Shmisha. You may go off and on, off and on. I, the Mice, sometimes you leave for Lazman, Shalom Azam doesn't care. Only the Dain Wai seems to care. So Dechta Shmisha. The Mice of Shalom Azam himself says, Shmichosh is maybe to be Machma for an adult, because every time you're creating something different, it's a different serial. So the Dafka Dechta Shmisha is Mutter, when it's doing the same thing over and over and over. But every time we're creating something new, maybe it's every time it's something different, he says, maybe then you should be machmer. He says, Mekka didn't can be mekel, but the swear to be machmer, why adults should not play with it. A third reason why the mekel, the Arletzian or Scheinberg, Burtan, and some Chabonim and Shulzim Malocha, they hold, whatever you want to say it is, but my say it's a toy, it's not building anything. Those Shaykhs, to the most of building, who's creating, we're playing, we're having a good time. Avada, an adult doesn't play on Shabbos, right? We're similar in Torah. So the Nevada adults shouldn't do it, but mitzvah, the Indian mitzvah, bonish, but there's no shaykhs. So the place can either make a mitzvah, it's hotdog, or derech tach shmishoy, or the maestro toy, or daf sultana, whatever reason they're going with, and therefore, on hog and kliasol seems to be, we let kids play with it, we don't tell them, you tell them whatever they want, they can do, mitzvah, nothing Shabbos, but maestro adults do not play with it, either mitzvah, we don't play with it on Shabbos, or maybe mitzvah, tach shash, or maestro, the ashra doesn't want to answer, but maestro, ikka, the place can are makel. Fine, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the halachas of Dal Amis, of the first davening behind you.